Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
20 minutes away, wrap the show up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, but 120 on Wednesdays means our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins the show. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
Man, I am doing great. How are you guys?
Outstanding.
Well, great, great. Excited to have the Falcons back off a bye on Monday Night Football against the Bills. Let me start with a question about them. I mean, I know teams don't often slow Josh Allen down. The Patriots did the other night, but what's the recipe? If a team has success defensively against the Bills, what do they tend to do?
Well, I think it's pretty much the same for anything. I mean, first and foremost, you've got to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage. And you got to be able to shut down the run and make people one-dimensional. And I think the big thing about having an effective offense is, can you throw the ball when you want to, not when you have to?
Right.
If you throw the ball because you have to, then you're in trouble. And I think that's always kind of, for me, the big thing, understanding how offensive line work, how offensive line is played, and understanding that I don't care how good your O-line is, if you have to drop back 40, 45 times, you're going to get beat. There's just no way you can hold up doing that. So if you can get a team to throw it in situations where and they know and everybody knows that they have to as opposed to want to, that's when you have an opportunity to get turnovers, to create pressures, to get guys off their spot, and to disrupt the quarterback's rhythm. And that's what you have to be able to do.
Well, Steve, the Bengals could barely protect Joe Burrow. Now they go and get a 41 or 44-year-old quarterback. And then it just comes out, Zach Taylor says he's going to start this weekend against Green Bay. What is this the solution, or is this just like, okay, let's just throw something else at it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Joe Flacco. Is Joe Flacco the solution?
To what problem?
In what world would the answer to that question be
right?
Joe Flacco?
Right.
Joe Flacco maybe is a, mathematician or something, and he can do algebra or whatever it is you do in math. I don't know. I didn't really go to school. But you know what I'm saying? Is he the answer? This how bad? But think about this. How far has Russell Wilson dropped? Because Russell Wilson's people were out there, right? His people were out there begging Russ could come in here and throw for 450 like he did against the Giants. Come on, give him a try. And they're like, no, you know what? We think on second thought that Joe Flacco's a better. How far have you fallen when Joe Flacco becomes a better option than you?
Oh my gosh. There it is. Joe Flacco wasn't even the answer to the question about Joe Flacco. Russell Wilson somehow was.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that Jameis hasn't, maybe he has been called about, but that Jameis hasn't been an option for a team that needs a quarterback?
I think Jameis, Like, and Jameis is great in the locker room, and he's an unbelievable quote. And I think he's one of those guys that, you know, you want him on your team, but you don't want him to play. Like, does that make sense? Like, I want him on my – we used to have a couple of muscle pigs back in the day, you know, guys that just looked the part. And you used to call them first off the bus guys.
Yep.
Like, send that guy first off the bus. But do not, under any circumstances, put him in a game because he can't play. But, man, he looks like he could play, right? So you want that guy being shirtless, you know, coming off the bus, you know, doing those, you know, the pec flexes, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But you can't put the dude in the game. So I think Jameis is one of those guys. I mean, he's never seen a team meeting where he didn't feel comfortable throwing the ball into. Like, he'll be like, what, there's four defensive backs around my receiver? Yeah, that's open. You know, that's I love him. Jameis is great. But, yeah, I don't necessarily want him starting for me.
How good are the Bucs? I mean, they had a nice win. I mean, obviously the Falcons lost on the missed field goal, but to send it overtime. But they did go up to Seattle. Great game. How good is this Tampa Bay team? Because it seemed to me that it's like if they got the ball last, Baker's going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, you want to talk about putting up MVP caliber kind of performances. Forget about statistics. Sure. I can give a rip about stats. I mean, just performances. And think about this now. Like, they have had multiple, they've lost their right tackle, they lost their left tackle for a while, they've lost guards. So they have had all kinds of different guys playing offensive line. They lost Mike Evans to a hamstring injury. They lost Bucky Irvin last week, who is a phenomenal back. And yet they just still find ways to win football games. And Baker has just been incredible. I mean, he's nothing short of amazing and kind of an MVP candidate the way he has played, and they've overcome some adversity and, you know, albeit all tight games, but they figure out ways to win those tight games. And there is something special, you know, when you get to the point as an organization where you always have that belief, and no matter what the situation is, you kind of have that we got them right where we want them kind of belief. And I think that's what they have in Tampa Bay right now with Baker. And think about this, man. He's gone three – we always talk about continuity being important. What is this, his third different offensive coordinator in three seasons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, and whatever this guy's name is, Josh Grizzard or whatever, I mean, it's just automatic he's going to be a head coach next year because that's just what Tampa Bay does. They just produce head offensive play callers to become head coaches.
Earlier this year, you called him Lightning McThunderpants, so he must be doing good because now you know his real name. Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles offense?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a couple of things that, you know, that resonate with me. Like, one, they've lost Mekhi Becton left, you know, in free agency, and he was – you know, he was definitely a dispenser of justice at the right guard position. Landon Dickerson has not been healthy at the left guard position. So they haven't run the ball as consistently or as well as they have in the past. And I will never, ever, I mean, I just will never understand being 20-1 and having to, you know, send out tweets about how unhappy you are and you know, quoting Mark 6:11, which was like, hey, if you're not getting your way, you know, just quietly shrug your shoulders and leave. And like, that's the New Testament version. And I was like, man, on the Singing Truth podcast, I was like, this is the New Testament version, which says, hey, if you're not getting what you want, shrug your shoulders, walk away, and then make a passive aggressive tweet to let everybody know that you're pissy. But I looked at the second half of that game, and you're up 17-3 against the Broncos, right? And you've got one of the great running backs that we've ever witnessed in the history of the National Football League in Saquon Barkley, who's coming off a 2,000-yard season.
Yep.
And he had five carries in the first half for 25 yards or whatever it was. He got one carry in the second half. He had six carries for 30 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. And I sit there and think to myself, are you as a play caller trying to appease and get your guy involved because you know that he's pissy? I mean, I just don't have time for guys who are happy if they get nine catches, you know, for 130 yards and two TDs and a loss, that are more happy about that than they are about winning a football game. And I will just never understand that level of selfishness that you win a football game and you're upset because you got two catches, and the week before you had 9 for 100 and whatever. I will never understand that level of selfishness.
Your team, the team that beat them, your former team, the Denver Broncos, they're going over to London to play against the Jets. Is it as bad as it looks on TV when we talk about the Jets?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, I was cleaning out a closet the other day.
Uh-oh.
You'll appreciate this. I was cleaning out a closet, and I came across a box of game balls. And I was like, oh, you know, and sometimes you store stuff. Like, yeah. I'm not one of those guys that hangs everything up. I don't give a rip, right? But I came across this box of game balls. And I was like, oh, my gosh, got box of game balls. You know, Super Bowls and all that kind of stuff. And one of the first balls I came across was a September game ball from 1996 beating the Jets. And I laughed like nobody should get a game ball for beating the Jets. And so I just wanted to give it away. Like, hey, I've got this piece of crap game ball. Does anybody want it? Hit me up on X. Like, nobody should get that. Like, how in the hell did I get a game ball for beating the Jets? Like, it's like, oh, goodness.
Hey, Stink, I have two. I have two of them. So, yeah.
Man, get him where you can get him.
Yeah.
Get him where you can get him. Hey, Mark, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate you, Stink.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
Mark Schler there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Well, you played in the division.
I damn sure do have two of them.
You played in the division. The Jets were good when you were playing.
That's funny as hell.
Right? They were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were good when you were playing.
Yeah, they won the division. They the only team that won the division other than the damn Patriots.
It was worth something back then. That was the Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple or on the Odyssey app as well. AMA is next, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.